for Cork and for coders all over the world. The pair, Bill and James, have done such an outstanding job. So today we're here to celebrate that. Thank you to Fionnuala and thank you to Sue O'Brien for helping us put all this together. Without that, we couldn't. It's really informal. So what I would like to invite is the minister, Minister Simon Coveney. He attended the first Coda Dojo here with all the kids and the parents and some of us, and to cut the ribbon. And then I propose we go inside, and then the minister will speak inside where it's a bit warmer and brighter. So the minister to cut the ribbon and...
Is everybody warm enough for a few minutes?
Yeah.
Well, look, first of all, I'm really pleased to have been asked to be here again today to recognize the progress of a global phenomenon that has been Coda Dojo. Bill and James launched this concept back in July 2011, I think it was the 23rd of July. I think so. There it is. Just as well I got that right. That's what Wikipedia said anyway. I remember when Bill emailed me to ask me whether I'd come along. He said that there was a really exciting concept being developed, where young people would inspire other young people to learn about something that was not being taught, essentially, to an age cohort that could probably soak up that information more quickly than their parents or indeed their older brothers and sisters. And what Bill and indeed James wanted was to try and get a club-type environment where people would make friends, would challenge each other, and would explore the opportunities of writing programs, building ideas through computers and software. And that is exactly what they've done. And they've done it to such an extent that it has become infectious. And so many other people in Ireland and across the world have wanted to do the same and use the same model to do the same. And I think when I came in, I said, my understanding is that it's in 22 countries now. And I was quickly corrected. It's 31. And I suspect that you are talking about tens of thousands of young people now meeting together after school or before school on the weekends, again exploring the potential of learning how to write a language of the future, using the medium of the future in a way that is just positive in almost every sense that you can think. And I really do think that, you know, when you look at people like James, who didn't have a beard actually back in 2011, Bill did have a beard in those days as well. But you are looking at visionaries here. I genuinely believe that, and I think Irish people don't say that about themselves very often. We tend to look to other countries for inspiration and inspirational people often, particularly in business actually. Because Irish people tend to... In-